This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 33's deadline. My name is Joe and as ever I am joined by Neil, Fantasy Football Scout's editor, to discuss the latest press conference developments ahead of the deadline. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Not so bad, Joe. Yeah, good to be back. We were on Twitter Spaces for a couple of...
Yeah. Oh, you just...
A couple of weeks because you were off last week and didn't have anybody hosting capacity. Yeah, back this week.
Good stuff. So we're visual now. So instead of just listening to your voice, people can now see your voice in all its glory coming out there. We're going to go through the press conferences. Just a quick reminder before I do that to do press that like button. It does help us out. And do remember to subscribe so you can keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. We're just going to get straight into it, though. Newcastle, your team, against Tottenham. This promises to be goal-alicious. What fit state are Newcastle in for this?
Yeah, I think goal certainly guaranteed for Spurs by the sounds of it, because we are down to the bare bones and then some in defence. Already without the likes of Trippier, Livramento, Lascelles and Botman. Lewis Hall's now a doubt. He hasn't trained all week. So we might see the rare sight of Paul Dummett in the starting 11. And that didn't go very well last time he was on the pitch because he rugby tackled Ashley Young and gave away a late penalty. Mm-hmm. He's the new addition. There's also Joe Willock from last week as well. So he came off with this Achilles injury that's been bothering him for a while. He's very unlikely to be available. He might feature again this season. Could be back as soon as next week, but they're just assessing whether it's worth the risk. So on top of that, on top of the four other defenders that are injured, there's Joe Linton still out, Miley, Wilson, Almiron, Pope, Matt Target as well. There's another defender who's out. Uh-huh. And Sandro Tonali's banned, of course. So we've still got a very, very lengthy injury list.
Okay. Meanwhile, what's the latest with Spurs?
Yeah, nothing much new. But one player who we thought might be back for this one, Richarlison, isn't. They're going to give him an extra 2 weeks off. Because, of course, Spurs haven't got a fixture in game week 34.
Okay.
We're going to make sure he's absolutely right. He's not going to fitness for the fixture. For this one. But everyone else got through unscathed last week.
Okay, you just sort of went blank for me a tiny bit there.
You keep talking out as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that is, but hopefully people can still hear us. So Richarlison's going to miss out. That's the key.
Yeah,
that's the key news for Spurs.
There was Solomon Forster and Sessegnon as well.
Okay, rightio. Just before we move on to the next one, just to welcome those joining us early in the live chat. G-Wiz, James Drury, Anil, FPL Pharmacist, Rodrev, Piaz, JM Moore, Dave, Claire, Matt, J77lag, Frank, Daniel, and many, many more. Thanks so much for joining us nice and early for the team news. Lots of people want to know about some of these key Arsenal assets and Man City assets. We will come to those shortly. Brentford against Sheffield United next. Ivan Toney was benched last time out. But does what does that mean? is he back now?
Hopefully nothing, because I'm going to start him this week against Sheffield United. He had a small muscle injury last week, according to Thomas Frank. And they had come off the back of a 3-game week for that, you know, that final fixture. Yeah. So Frank at the time said he wanted him to be fresh and fit for the final 6 games. And then this afternoon he said he's fine. So don't think there's any lingering doubts. There's actually a further boost as well. They've got 2 players back in the squad. They're going to be substitutes, not starting. Kevin Sharder, who's been out for about 6 months.
Okay.
And Ethan Pinnock as well, who's a very important centre-half for them. They're back in the squad again. Going to be cameos, I think, at best.
Okay.
So a once lengthy injury list is now down to 5, and that's Norgaard, Henry, De Silva, me, and Hickey.
Okay, so we think Brian Mbeumo will start this one?
Yeah, I speculated in the team news tab that we've seen them play with a 3-5-2 for, I think, all of this calendar year.
Yeah.
But now he's got Tony, Rissa, and Mbeumo back, yeah. And he's got a very good fixture list as well coming up. Some of the teams, you know, Sheffield United,
yeah.
I think they play Luton or Burnley as well. So he might open up a bit more and go back to that 4-3-3. So we could see them all in the same 11 for the first time in donkeys, yeah.
Rightio. I know we've had some videos this week. There was a video out today, Transfer Targets, with Fantasy Football Scouts writer Mark. We were looking at the key targets there. Brentford featured heavily with Tony and Bomo and Reguilón as well, amongst those we were tipping to be good transfers this week, particularly for those who are perhaps dead-ending their team with a wild card in view or perhaps free-hitting next week. Good one-week punt, I think, against Sheffield United.
Yeah. You remembered me there on Reguilón. He did hit the deck last weekend and he was taken off. It was reported as cramp at the time by one of the journalists, and that seems to be the case because Frank says he's got no concerns from last weekend.
Okay, right, yeah. Meanwhile, Sheffield United, people aren't interested in their assets to bring into their team, but they're always of interest when you're playing against them because a team to target. But yeah, we as FPL managers, we've become unstuck in recent weeks. Getting attackers against Sheffield United. They've been annoyingly stubborn at times. But yeah, what state are they in for this one?
Yeah, they're doing all right. They've got like 8 goals in 4 as well. So they're doing not so bad. They're in pretty much the same state. One concern from last week is Jack Robinson, who's one of the centre-halves. He took a knock to the ankle. And Wilder says they're weighing up the sort of risk versus reward decision of whether to push him through the pain barrier or, you know, give him another week. Right. But I've seen him on the grass, so he's obviously not seriously injured. Rolled his ankle. Everyone else, he was out, is still out. So that's Baldock, Davies, Brewster, Lowe, Norrington, Davies, Basham and Egan.
Rightio. Okay, moving on to Burnley against Brighton. Let's go with the home side first. Assuming O'Shea is out, because he got a red card last time out.
He did, yeah, and I don't think they appealed it. So, he's out. No fresh concerns, though, from last weekend. And James Trafford is back, although probably on the bench. He missed the last two with illness. Nothing new on anyone else. Ramsey, Redmond, Koliosho, we think, are out for the season. Aldakil, Bayer and Massengo have been out for some time. And all we've heard from company lately is that they're progressing well and that some of them are back in training, but nothing concrete.
OK, and as for Brian, I'm assuming yet more players are being added to their injury list.
Yeah, 2 more. I mean, even De Zerbi couldn't keep track. He was struggling to remember them all. The latest ones are Lamptey, surprise, surprise, and Enciso. I think they're not sure of the severity of both of those injuries. I think they're still assessing them. We did get an update on the others. I think he said, I think, was it Webster, Gilmore and Milner? He said are the closest to a return, I think. He said they'd be back in the coming weeks. Hinchelwood, March, Matoma, of course. I think they're out for the season. Yeah. He didn't mention Ferguson, I think, in the short-term one, so maybe he's a bit more serious than feared. He did also give us a heads-up on who's going to start in goal, and again, it's going to be Bart Verbruggen.
Okay, rightio. Okay, so could be a clean sheet there, but that's famous last words this season. Man City against Luton. A lot of people here interested in Foden news. I put a different, slightly different tweet up here. We usually put our own tweets up, but I put one up from Ben Ramsom at Sky because I think he deserves some praise here. So the Sky reporter Ben Ramsom posted up saying, "I did try for a helpful update on Phil Foden today. He was at the press conference, But my question was met with about as vague as a reply as you can imagine from Pep Guardiola. Sorry, FPL community. I tried. I messaged him saying, thanks a lot, you're fighting the good fight. And he said, we go again. So he's going to keep doing it. So I thought he deserved some praise there from us. He's our hero at the press conferences.
I didn't realise it was him. I was listening live. I didn't realise it was Ben who was asking the question, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now he's fighting off.
Rightio. So, what was this vague comment then about Phil Foden?
Yeah, he said he was asked about Foden as well as Walker and De Bruyne. Mm. De Bruyne was sick in midweek. And he says, we have training this afternoon. We will know better how they feel. And then later on, I wonder if it was Ben who pressed him on it. He said, I'd like to tell you the details of Foden's injury.
Yeah.
But he hadn't seen the team or spoke to the doctors. And again, they're going to see after the press conference how everyone is. So, not much on those. A little bit more on Edison, who's been on the bench in the last two. A report asked him whether Ortega's number one now, but he said no, Edison's still the first choice. He's going to play the next game.
Okay.
So he's going to be between the posts. Rodri may get a rest. He's been hitting it himself this week. He said he wants a rest, the player himself. And then Guardiola said this afternoon, if your player doesn't want to play, he's not going to play. Another one is going to play instead. So.
Okay, so elsewhere, I mean, I, like many others, have Haaland in their team. I'm going to captain him because I assume he's the best one if he's playing. But what's your take on Haaland? So, I mean, I can't see any reason for him not to, especially if someone like Phil Foden is an injury doubt. He's going to... I think there's a nice gap between the games, isn't there?
Yeah, whereas last time it was, what was it, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. This time it's Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday. So you've got an extra day either side.
Yeah.
And I think my sort of original take, I mean, I'll look into it more this afternoon. My original sort of thought was that he want to kind of play him into a bit of form as well before Madrid, because he's not really been firing on all cylinders of late. Luton, of course, he scored five against back in February in the Cup. Exactly the right time or opposition to face. So my initial instinct is that he will start. I'll obviously check out the local rags and that this afternoon before finalising that prediction. But whereas there is a doubt about Foden and maybe a bit of De Bruyne as well, I think Haaland, who doesn't tend to rest that much, who got arrests in, what was it, 30?
Two game weeks ago. Yeah, 31,
I think 30,
it was.
Yeah, 31. So my initial thought is that he'll start and then maybe get taken off early, but we will see.
Yeah, also because Man City's goal difference isn't as good as their title rivals. And this, if you want to rectify that, you want to play Luton. And what state are Luton in? They're a lot of injuries at the moment.
Even worse than last week, if that was possible. They've actually been pretty stubborn, even with those injuries. I mean, it was only 2-0 at Arsenal, and they did all right last weekend as well. Kabore can't play for starters. He's a loanee from Man City, so he can't play. And then there are only two fit senior centre halves, or hitherto fit, Mengi and Burke. They're now doubts. So I don't know who's going to be at the back. They're not going to get anyone else back from injury either. So that's Lokonga, Ogbeni, Osho, Adebayo, Bell, Potts, Brown, and Nakamba, Tom Lockyer, all out. Score of 18.
Right, yeah. Okay. Not good there. I've got Alfie Doughty on my bench. maybe for long. I might have to play him this week.
I might as well. Yeah.
Depending on news. Let's move on to Nottingham Forest against Wolves. Let's go with Forest first. Chris Wood was in another transfer target we tipped this week against Wolves. Chris Wood in fine form, but a 1-year could be back at some point, but not for this one.
Not for this one. He is starting on his individual training programme now, according to Nuno. This was him speaking yesterday. He said he didn't have an exact timeline in Owenny, but he's closer. And he did say hopefully he can help us this season, so that means suggest that it's not imminent. Bolly, I think, again, no exact return date on him. He's still undergoing treatment. No word on Gibbs White. He was taken off last weekend at Spurs, and we've seen with an ice pack on his leg, and Nuno didn't want to shed any light on that. He said he's going to have to wait and see for Saturday. He said, I'm sorry, I can't go much further on that. He wasn't asked specifically about Gibbs White. He just said, was asked about the rest of the Forest team news.
Right, okay.
He wasn't letting on any secrets.
Meanwhile, with Wolves, a lot of Ait Nouri owners around at the moment. Good news for them?
Good-ish, but not... not 100% positive. I would have to see this press conference all the way through myself and then obviously transcribe the quote accurately. But from what I've seen reported, it's that he is expected to travel, mm-hmm. or he will travel, and that O'Neill thinks he will be in the matchday squad. So he did say squad, not 11. He's got a minor calf issue. I think he's had a couple of scans this week, but they seem to have come back relatively okay, I think. Are you still there, Joe?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm just texting my son to tell my dogs to shut up.
I thought you'd frozen there, so I was worried this wasn't getting through.
Well, I had it my own way. Yeah, I was trying to block out the noise of my dogs barking. I am listening, but I've also read
that's
the
all point, right, fine.
So I know what you're saying.
I guess it was my Gammy connection. Yeah, he's expected to, well, travel and then hopefully in the squad. I will try and get that quote exactly later on. Mm-hmm. Someone who is in the squad is Huang, who's back with Bidder, we thought.
Okay.
He was training last week. Probably too soon for Bellegarde, definitely too soon for Neto, who's out for a little while yet. And Dawson was on the bench last weekend, so he's probably going to trouble the 11.
Okay.
And Cunio's been on the bench the last two as well, so he may be starting this week.
Rightio, okay. Yeah, that should be good. I think this will be quite a good match, this one. Looks to be goals. Having said that, probably be 0-0, but yeah, I think there'll be goals in this one. Bournemouth against Manchester United. Let's go with the home side first. Because there is a bit of, with Bournemouth with a double game week and obviously with their previous double game week, a lot of Bournemouth players and a lot of teams. But some mixed news from Bournemouth. Hello, can you hear me?
I lost you there, Joe.
Yeah, I lost you there. Basically, Bournemouth, what shape are they in?
Yeah, well, I thought they'd be over the illness that affected them in the last fortnight, but apparently not. Apparently it's still affecting the camp. Mepham's still out with health issues, and then still sort of a few players not 100%. They've also got five other players injured, two of them new ones, and two of them might still be in a few people's squads.
Okay.
From Double Game Week 28 or whenever it was. That's Semenyo and Tavernier, who are the sort of first choice wingers, really, normally.
Yeah.
Tavernier is definitely the more serious one. He's got a hamstring injury, and I think Iraola hopes he'll feature again this season, but of course, that's him probably definitely out for Double Game Week 34. Semenyo, who I think a couple of people I know have still got, his calf injury is not big, according to Iraola, so enough to rule him out of this one. We might get him back for Double Game Week 34, but we will see. It's not serious anyway. Okay. They've still got Adams out, Fredericks and Sinisterra as well. So might we see Solanke on the wing as we did last weekend at the end of that game when they were short of so many options? I suspect not because they still have, they could have Kluivert going wide. I think, who's the French guy, Romain Favre?
Yeah.
He wasn't really that much of a looking. He could go wide. They've got Ouattara as well, Dango. So they've got options. Christie, I think, can play a wide as well. But so, Solanke finished the game last week playing as a winger.
I can't see them playing all the way through with that.
I don't think so, but I think if they're sort of chasing the game, I think they might throw Nalon up top and Solanke might, again, as they were against Luton, go to the left wing, but you never know.
Blimey. Okay, that's just reminds me, one of my local teams, Yeovil, champions of the National League South as of yesterday. What reminded me there is that they're striker Frank Newball, formerly of West Ham, has frequently played on the wing, which is rubbish because he's really, really good as a centre forward, and they don't have a centre forward. And it's a similar parallel there, many, many leagues down, but similar there. Why would you take your top striker out onto the wing? So that's why I can't see him for too much during the game. But yeah, maybe for periods in the game. As Manchester United, I've got no Yeovil comparisons with Manchester United. Yeovil are champions, for example.
Yeah, there's a joke in there, but more Man United fans being in Yeovil than in Yeovil fans.
Not mentioning Andy FPL mode there at all.
They're down a lot of centre half anyway. They've got Varane and Evans out. I don't know how Yeovil's centre half crisis is, but Varane and Evans. Varane's more serious. He's going to be out for a few weeks. Evans is shorter term. Both muscular problems. McTominay is unlikely to feature as well, and they've still got short.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, just cutting out again there, Neil.
Oh, Malacia, Lindelof, Martinez and Martial.
Okay, yeah.
So Maguire and Campbell haven't it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry about
that. Yeah, no, you just cut out.
I'll rerun that to that again. Yeah, Varane and Evans out. Varane longer than Evans. McTominay unlikely. Shaw, Malacia, Lindelof, Martinez and Martial still out. Mm-hmm. Rashford has trained. He limped off last weekend and they're going to make a late decision on him, but he has trained at least.
Okay, righto. Let's move on to Liverpool against Crystal Palace. Liverpool's press conference was last night, though, so it's not as up to date, but as up to date as we can get it.
Yeah, embargoed till today, and I've listened to that. There is actually some new team news updates as such concerning Jota and Alexander Arnold, who were on the bench last night against Atlanta. Jota actually got on as well for the closing stages. Alexander Arnold didn't, and Klopp said this afternoon that he had no chance of doing so. He was only there because they were allowed to put 23 players in the squad, and he had two sessions before that game. So he's not going to start this weekend. I think there's zero chance of that, or very little chance of that. Which bodes well for Bradley, of course, not for 34, but certainly for 33. It's actually pretty good now, the team news, because Alisson is back in training, although he wasn't on the bench last week, and Klopp sort of suggested earlier in the week that he wasn't in full training yet.
Ooh.
So certainly Callagher this weekend, you'd think. Maybe more of a risk for 34.
I don't have to be popping up to Liverpool with my baseball bat as a Callagher owner.
Not this weekend, but no. you might be heading northwards.
Okay.
Ahead of game week 34. So apart from that, it's just Doak, Thiago and Matip are out, and they're all long-term injuries. So it's looking a lot better now on the injury front.
Okay, right, yeah. And as for Crystal Palace as well, I guess Elise is sort of the key player there that there's injury doubts around.
Yeah, he came back last week. He was a substitute, came on for the final, I think, 15, 20 minutes. And he is now close to starting, according to Glasner, so hopefully he'll get some meaningful game time this week and we can think about bringing him in 34 for those of us on a free hit or even people just using their free transfers. Riedewald is available again. He'll be assessed for his match fitness now. Rakitić, I think, is close to return as well. Other than that, though, Johnson's still out. Same with Franca, Mark Gahey, Decore, Holden and Richards. Gahey is targeting a return in game week 36, so obviously long after the double. So he'll be no use to us by that point.
Right, yeah. Let's move on to West Ham against Fulham. West Ham are one of two press conferences I have no news about. I don't know whether we've had any news from West Ham. I mean, anything from West Ham before we move on to Fulham?
No, it's scheduled for 3:30, so it's after our video. It's a very, very late one for a... for a Friday, but it's because of, I'm guessing, West Ham being... So, what we do know, Areola was out of last night's game, as was Jared Bowen as well. Mm. He hadn't recovered from, I think it was a twist, Moyes called it. He got a knee in the back of the side and he suffered a twist. So he wasn't involved in the squad last night, so it's asking a lot for him to recover for this one. Calvin Phillips, I knew there was one more. He suffered a hamstring injury in training, so he missed out as well. Alvarez wasn't involved last night, but that was just through suspension. So you think he comes back in. Paqueta and Emerson are suspended next week for the Bayer Leverkusen game. So they're featured this weekend. You know, there's no point in resting them. But mixed bag. I'll get an update hopefully in 10 minutes, probably once we're off air.
Okay. So stay tuned for social media, Fantasy Football Scout on X, etc. And also the articles and our team and news predicted lineups. On the website, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Fulham, probably not much to say about them. They're usually quite fit at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they threatened to have an injury this week, but it all amounted to nothing. Oh. Armando Broja had a minor issue on the training ground, had a scan. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely fine. So they've got a fully fit squad yet again.
Okay, rightio. And now Arsenal. A lot of people want news about Arsenal. A lot of concern because Gabriel, the defender, was not seen in training. But that doesn't mean anything with Arsenal because sometimes they hide players in training, but also that could mean anything. He could be doing media duty, could be doing some training by himself, some fitness work by himself, who knows. But yeah, what is the latest from Arsenal in general, Gabriel, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of declared injuries, it's just Timber who's been out for the entirety of the season, really. He's going to get game time with the under-23s first and probably feature before the end of the season. As you say there, normally the lack of sighting and training images is more for still images, you know, for photos, because they're quite particular about who they shoot. This was filmed footage of the training ground on Sky Sports News, and Gabriel wasn't there. So there was no selective shooting, I don't think. But as you say, there could be an innocent reason. There could be other, you know, I don't know, a minor a recovery day or, as you say, media duties. He did come off with he did suffer an injury in the Brighton game last weekend towards the end of the first half, and then went on to finish the game, and then he played against Bayern. So whether it's that issue and it's just needing a bit of tending to, Arteta's no use for injuries. We know that by now, so we're not going to get any sort of indication from him. Indeed, he did say this afternoon that, what did he say? It was some kind of useless babble. We've got one more day to prepare the match, and we'll speak tomorrow if everyone's available.
Okay.
You know, absolutely no use. Saka was cited.
Okay.
He was hobbling about, as he usually is, this afternoon. So I think he's absolutely fine.
Okay.
Gabriel's the worry, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. Okay, and Aston Villa, that's the other press conference we don't have anything on. Is that planned for later?
Oh, I've got it. It was half two. It popped two. Yeah. Douglas Luiz is out. He's got too much ban starting this weekend. And they're still without the longer-term ones. Ramsey, Mings, Kamara and Buendia. They could get two players back, though. Langley, who's been out with a small problem for two matches.
Yeah.
He's been training. So has Matty Cash as well. He's returned to training. Been out for a while with a hamstring injury, and they're going to assess those two to see if they're fit enough to feature.
Right, yeah, and let's move on to the final fixture. This is Monday's game, Chelsea against Everton. What is the latest from Chelsea? There's usually some injury news there.
Injury and illness news, Four new additions to the very literal injury list, which they publish every Friday. Sterling and Sanchez, they're ill. Still gives them 3 days to recover for the Monday night game. Enzo and De Zassi are the new injuries. They're being assessed. Pochettino said that this afternoon. He said they still might feature on Monday night. I don't think they're completely ruled out yet, but obviously significant doubts. And then you've got the six who are already red flagged. Lavia, Ogochukwu, Colwell, James, Fofana and Kunku. They're all still out. One bit of good news. Chilwell's back in partial training. He came back from England duty with a knee issue and then was ill.
Okay.
And Gusto and Palmer, so Gusto was admitted last week for a rest. That was it. Mm-hmm. Palmer came off with fatigue, so no lingering issues. I've seen Palmer already on the training ground, so no problems there, I don't think.
Okay, and as for Everton, they've got they might do okay because they've just had a points deduction, and last time that happened, they did quite well. But yeah, who knows this time around? What shape are they in?
Not bad. They've got a few more flag players, but I don't think any of them are particularly serious. Garner and Calvert-Lewin, they've both got 75 flags against their names now. So Dice said yesterday that Garner got a knock in training, but we're happy it's just a knock. Calvert-Lewin didn't train on Thursday with a minor niggly hamstring, according to Dice. But they said they were pretty positive about settling down in the next couple of days, just being ultra careful. The medical team think he's on top of it. Anana's back in training as well after he missed out with a knock. Mm-hmm. Danjuma's going to feature for the under-21s, I think, tonight, and then possibly come into the squad on Monday. So he did say, Dice ended up by saying that nothing at this stage that we think is going to affect Monday, so maybe they're all going to be fine. Okay. Apart from that, though, Dobbin and Dele are out, and Idrissa Garnier is another one who should return. He was absent last weekend because of the birth of his child.
Okay, right, yeah. Well, let's have a look at sort of the team news roundup. I know people like this. Fit to play. Trafford's back for Burnley. I don't know whether he'll start, but he's back. from illness. Got Edison as well, another goalkeeper, been on the bench, but should be fit to play, fit to start this one. Jota's back. Elise should be back. I don't know whether he'll start, but he should be back. Tony as well should start. Pinnock and Sade are back in the squad. Saka was spotted in training, so looks to be fine. Who knows where he'll start, but he looks to be fit to play. Nori will be in the matchday squad, as will Hwang and Kuna for Wolves as well. Questionable. Calvert-Lewin possibly, but this probably is more on the fit to play side, but you never know with him. With a slight hamstring issue. Hall, thigh issue at Newcastle's a problem. Fernandes and De Sassi and Chilwell are questionable, but with De Sassi and Fernandes an injury, but we think an injury. And Chilwell is been ill, but has been in partial training. Rashford's got a knock, so's McTominay. And Foden, but which makes them questionable. Who knows whether they'll start or not, but there's certainly a question mark over them. Major doubts, Gibbs-White with a knock. Sterling and Sanchez for Chelsea are ill. Definitely out is O'Shea for Burnley. He's suspended. Livramento's got an ankle problem still. Richarlison's knee problem is going to keep him out. Kabore is ineligible. The Luton player, because he is on loan from Man City, who he plays. Semenyo and Tavernier are out with a knock and a hamstring issues, respectively. And Brighton's injury problems mount up further. Lamptey is out, and so is Enciso. I think we got most of them there.
Yeah, I know he's in the fit play. I'll just maybe shift him back to the one below that, just until I've seen that quote.
Because okay.
I think they're not 100%. It wasn't 100% clear where he will be in the matchday squad. He's confident of being
there. I see. Was he? Okay, yeah. So he's sort of hovering. He's hovering in between them at the moment. So, yeah, it's anyone who's hovering around the fit to play is actually questionable. So, yeah, so let's move him into there mentally. Okay. Thanks to everyone who's joined us in the live chat. It's good to be back. It's good to get that team news there. And let's hope there's more journalists like Ben in press conferences out there doing the good work for us as FPL managers. Do remember to press that like button. Do remember to subscribe. Keep up to date with live videos and podcasts. Take care. Good luck with the game week. See you soon, Neil.
See you, Joe. Thanks, everyone. Sorry about the lag. I don't know what the issue was there, but hopefully better next week.